This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Tell you guys up until 2 here on the program. Tomorrow, the Canes have a hoops game.
Ha!
No, don't say that, dude. No, you're going to make it seem like you're too enthusiastic about not working. So we'll only go till 11:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, real nice.
What's the matter?
Frog?
Well, someone's got to produce the game. Well, you know, it's the Charleston Classic. It's a classic.
Oh, it's a classic indeed.
Only thing worse than the Charleston Classic? Charleston Chew.
Is that a candy?
What is that?
Charleston Chew.
It's like taffy, but it's terrible.
Oh, man. It is like taffy, but it's like caramel, marshmallow. Oh, my God. Marshmallow, nougat.
I told you it's...
This is horrible. Charleston?
You don't remember Charleston Chew from Slim Shady?
No. Charleston Chew.
Slim Shady.
How did that sound?
Okay.
So...
Hey, by the way, it has a nice name. That's it. Oh, yeah. Think about it. Caramel with marshmallow.
No. If it was an ice cream flavor, sounds pretty good.
Yeah, but the caramel's different.
It is different because it's like...
You know what that sounds like for a person my age? That sounds like if I want to be toothless, I keep chewing on those. Right?
So, yesterday... A lot of big stories in the NBA yesterday.
Yeah.
The biggest story outside of Cleveland losing for the first time to Boston.
Yeah, they got outshot. I mean, they probably gave up 14 threes, and still it was a 3-point game. Wasn't terrible.
No, they made a comeback. It was like a little bit, right. And then they made a comeback.
Boston
hit 22 threes yesterday.
You can't be outshot by 10, 12 three-pointers and win a basketball game. Can't be done. And yet they only lost by 3.
Yep. But other than that, the other big story was likely, because the Lakers are a very national team, was their first-round pick, Dalton Knecht. He went off for 37 points, 9 of 12 from downtown. Now, you may say, Tobes, who cares? Lakers. And I would say, I understand. Well, here's the problem. Dalton Knecht was taken 2 picks after Khalil Ware. This is, of course, a day after the Miami Heat just hosted the Sixers, and Jared McCain was, I believe he put up 20 for them.
Ballin'.
We talked about this earlier in the week.
We got those guys.
I understand. That's fine.
Like,
but
you can't complain about positions.
We're not complaining.
Okay.
Let me just lay things out. We'll get to it. So this is from Bobby Marks. Last 5 games for Jared McCain, pick 16, averaging 26.6 points, shooting 50.5%, 44% from 3. Dalton Knecht, he's averaging 20.4 points, field goal percentage 66%, 3-point percentage just under 67%. All right.
What?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, he did just shoot 9 of 12.
That's true.
9 of 12 will boost your average.
That will do something.
And obviously, the Miami Heat are sitting here, and Khalil Ware, who I have been wanting to play.
We were so excited when they got somebody tall.
Me too. Me too. You, me.
And then, but I did say this this summer. Watch what Spo does.
Well, it's such a weird thing because it's not a Spo's with rookies thing because he's played rookies.
It's Spo's with bigs.
It's Spo's with bigs. It's weird. It's a weird thing because he played Justice Winslow. Justice Winslow played a lot as a rookie.
Yep.
All right, he played.
Nobody else is protecting the rim. So if he goes in there and fails, you're in the same spot.
So LeBron James yesterday, peacocking, he said, "I've been a Dalton Connect fan since college, but everybody called me a liar." Here was LeBron.
You know, same I said last year. You know, everybody, you know, on the internet called me a liar all the time. It's just that lie about that thing. So, what am I now? Bim said it. I watched him. I watched Tennessee a lot. I did not think he was going to fall to us. I thought it would be impossible. I have no idea how that happened, but very grateful and very happy that he's here. I knew exactly what he was getting when he fell to 17.
But then he rubs it in a little bit more. Because he was asked about, man, you got to give the Lakers front office a lot of credit for picking him up. And this was LeBron's response to that. He says the Lakers didn't really find Dalton Connect.
They didn't find DK. The other 16 teams f***ed it up.
That's me in the background.
Did anybody watch him? They just didn't f*** it up.
But wow. That's, I mean...
Samesies, dude.
It happens. I mean, you could say it in a lot of drafts. Jordan. What about three-time MVP? He was a second rounder.
Oh, Nico?
No.
Nico the Joker?
Joker, yeah. Mm-hmm. Second rounder.
I understand.
So, like,
I understand it happens.
Like, to sit here after the fact.
He's talking about us, dude.
He's mocking us.
He's talking
laughing
about us,
at us.
Dude.
Laughing at us.
Come on.
Laughing.
Who else is he talking about?
He goes, Shabazz Napier all over again.
Hey, here's the deal, though. Like, the Heat need a size. They got size.
When do I get to take it for a whirl?
That's a whole nother conversation that I'm tired of having. We have this conversation.
I know.
I'm tired of having it. You got a guy.
But they didn't work on these guys.
It's the same thing I said about Nico. Nico been a pro basketball player more than some of the guys on the team. Why does he have to?
Right, and then he gets out there and he can do things
because he's been a pro.
He can do things,
right? I don't know what, like.
And by the way, I thought when Collette was out there, I was like,
Can I just tell you what this has to do with?
What?
Right? If this were a new coach or a coach that wasn't established as Eric Spoelstra, Khalil Ware would be playing more.
Wouldn't you think, though, it would be the opposite?
No.
Like, wouldn't you think a guy as established as him, wouldn't he be like,
take the chance of putting him
on? Yeah!
No, it's the opposite.
Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. And we keep and what makes it worse? Ask Eric Spoelstra about it.
Well,
and listen to the answer you get. I want to run my head through this wall and just jump out the building like it's on fire.
Glad you asked, Leroy, because he was asked about it. Because I believe the first game he was asked about this after the end of the road trip because he was out of the rotation.
He's coming along.
Like, kind of said something like
that. Yeah, I know.
Very good.
I know. He says it. I've been around. Like, he says it all the time.
He says, Khalil Ware. He's stacking good days.
Stacking good days.
Here was Eric Spoelstra on his rookie big man.
Yeah, it's the same as everybody. That's, not getting the 30-plus minutes. Be ready. Contribute. Help us win. And, his minutes... And stretches have been good. There's things that he has to learn and continue to get better. I'm fine with that. But he's stacking up good days.
No!
Shoot arounds in the weight room.
Not one of
I'm looking at that process, and I'm pleased with that.
Process. Awesome. You got a process. Guy been playing basketball his whole life. You know what the process he knows? Let's fix it on the fly. Like, yell at me on the floor. As I'm doing it, that's going to get me better while I'm playing against these grown-ass men.
I just don't understand.
See, here's what happened when I got into the league. There's a lot of things that young players, they don't expect young players to do. So what they do is they don't put you in those situations, but they give you similar situations. So they might put you in, if they question your pass protection, they might put you in on third down. On a third down where it could be a run or a pass, right? And stuff like that. They don't think you run routes well? Okay. They might put you in on a play action. So you can run a route in a play action situation. Not where it's just a third situation. You got to go out and read the defense. But you're getting minutes. You're getting plays against pros. Right? Like, far be it from me to question one of the best to ever do it. But this has to wear on everybody, right? Like I know how I felt as a young player. Mm-hmm. And football's a little bit different in that, like, you don't learn how to break tackles against grown men unless you're breaking tackles against grown men.
Jay Gatto says, Tobin, what if the Hassan Whiteside experiment is because he's not playing bigs anymore? Well, here's the thing with Hassan, guys. First of all, Hassan wasn't drafted. He was playing in Lebanon. He was putting up insane G League numbers.
Anything he did would have been bonus.
And then he played off a 10-day. And, like, you just couldn't deny him. He's got a triple-double with blocks. It was more, I think, when Hassan wanted to do the other stuff and just kind of stayed out of his lane, that Spo was a little rats off a ship on him. I don't think that's it. There's got to be something with his defensive system that he doesn't trust. He doesn't love the spacing of it because, you know, but I'll tell you this, man, that kid's gone out there in the very limited minutes I've been able to see him.
Swats!
And tell you something.
Threes.
That three-point shot looks good.
He went out there for 4 minutes, made two threes, blocked two shots, and then you telling me that can't help?
I'm just like, why is that getting taken away from me?
Why?
And I got LeBron laughing at me. He's laughing at me.
There we go.
Making fun of us.
There we go.
Look at the Heat. Tricked him into Shabazz Napier, and they got me Dalton Connect.
Got him again.
Got him. Foisted him. Here's Spo a little bit more on Kalel. He's like, hey, he's only 21, baby.
Oh, 21? He's not almost there. Yeah, 20. Like, he's put on almost 10 pounds. So I'm looking at the process. He's getting a lot stronger in the weight room. He's not going to put on 30 pounds overnight. But I think he's done it in a very reasonable, healthy way. He already feels a lot stronger out there as well.
Awesome.
Gonna be hard getting stronger, lifting that cup of water.
Also, doesn't even know his age. That's how you know he doesn't talk to him. He's like, 21. Guy's 20. Get out of here. He has no intention on playing him till he's 21. That's what it is.
He's just sitting there.
Wow, they were already talking about new coaches.
Yeah. We were so disgusted. He's distracted by the TV.
I can't. Here's what I can't figure out. And this is why I have a problem with this all the time. And this is the only reason why I have a problem with this all the time. Is that you have to make decisions on players after not playing them for 2 or 3 years. And now you got to make decisions on whether to max them out.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's the part of this that becomes nerve-wracking because you don't even know because you haven't played them.
Right.
So now you got to, like the, who went to Brooklyn that you didn't match? Tyler Johnson,
yeah.
Oh, dude, of these, I'm just saying.
Well, they did match him, actually.
Like you
stuck around.
So many things, like you panic and make moves because you haven't, you're like, we're developing them.
But I just don't understand, this is the thing that I don't get.
You can't develop being
tall.
I
don't understand, Jaime Jaquez last year, I understand he's older. But they threw him in the fire, dude. Jaquez, they're like, go defend Tatum. Go defend Durant. Go defend Paul George. Go defend the best players in the league.
Because they didn't have anybody else.
No, but I think it was also an element of, let's see what the kid can do if I can trust him. And you know, he took his lumps.
It was out of need, though, because a lot of guys were hurt.
This isn't a need?
Yeah, but they don't view it that way. That's my point. So they will sit him.
It's like the guy had 4 seconds against Joker, and he goes, nah, never mind.
Right.
I was like, what? It's Joker!
they have, like, they're going to string this out, and then he's going to play, and he's going to have a year and a half of good play, and then you're going to have to make a determination on whether to max him out or trade him. Or and it, like, get your money's worth. Get your investment out of it. And at least after 2 or 3 years, you know. Like, Tyler Hero, he came in, he had to play. He balled out. So at least
he's under 6'7".
So is everybody on the damn team other than Bam and Jimmy.
I don't know what to tell you, dude.
Dude, we were so, when they drafted him, right? I was so excited because they not only got taller and lengthier,
I would have thought
they got younger.
Because I was like, we actually looked into these picks because we had so much damn time. And I was like, Kinect kind of makes sense as in the Jaime ilk. That's what he was. He was basically lighting it up for Tennessee. He's been in college forever. Very good player.
Right.
And people were surprised that he dropped so much. But, you know, you have that older player prejudice that goes against him. They played him last year. And they're like, and so you're thinking to yourself, they went Jaime last year. He was a little bit more ready cooked. Remember, a lot of Lakers fans got pissed because Jaime was an L.A. guy. And he didn't go to the Lakers. They took that kid who they already basically cut. But, so, all right. You could go, it's a tit for tat. But come on, dude. Can I get a little bit of run spo? Please? What do I got to do, baby?
Oh, no. It just, like, I'm tired of seeing other rookies that I never even heard of that were playing behind guys that have worked their way into a lineup already. And year after year, your first rounder is, like,
it's not year after year the first rounder. It's this particular thing. It's like the big.
The big.
It's Precious.
Especially when you don't have one.
Yeah. It was Precious Achiuwa, and it's Kalel. And I'm like, what
How big is Precious Achiuwa?
6'8". He's over the rule.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 6'8", 6'9", yeah.
So how tall is Jaime?
6'6".
Oh, 6'6". Mm-hmm. Just makes it, right?
Just makes it.
There is literally no 7-footers on the roster.
Oh, no, Kalel 7, but he's a legit 7-footer.
I mean...
Oh, besides Kalel?
Yeah.
No.
Like...
Bam's wingspan is 7'1".
So you don't have anybody on your roster where you can just put him in there and say, just hold your hands up. Just be tall.
Nobody but him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They got Warren Washington in
the
G League.
No, please don't.
Watch out for him.
Just, ooh, Warren G. Mauna!
Mauna! Regulators! The Wall of Washington. Watch out for him.
Take a break. Back after this.
New York City. You are now rapping. With 50 Cent. You gotta love it.
I just wanna chill.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Whoa.
Hello.
Hello.
You're echoing.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, she's echoing. What's up with that?
Yeah. Professional.
I don't know. Mm, you're lashing out. Weren't you locked out of the building today?
You're echoing. You're echoing. I think you might need to come back into the thing.
Turn off one of your mics or something.
Something's going on. Yeah, you're double.
It's me. What if it's me?
You doing this?
I don't know.
You're muted.
I'm just always like, it's always me, so I don't know what to do when it's not.
I don't know what to tell you, dude.
How about this? J-Fig,
say something now.
Oh, she's muted.
Hi.
No.
Oh, it's not me.
No.
No.
I've done nothing different to my setting.
Oh, she's
lashing.
I'll be you guys.
But I'll go in and out.
Can you do the mute? Did you have your thing muted? The site muted?
Oh, Leroy thinks that's a solution to everything.
Yeah, it's adorable. Muted.
Then why are you talking double time?
I think between
two J-Figs, you think one of you could be on time?
Well, the only different thing we have is Marcos on this other camera.
That's why I thought it was me. So
let me say, all right, now talk, J-Fig.
Hey, it's me.
Nope,
it's
you.
Yes!
You got to go in and out. Just re-enter. There's obviously something got messed up on StreamYard.
Yeah.
You're like stuck in the vortex.
She is stuck in the vortex. Man, so relieved to not.
She gets so mad whenever a technical issue is like is on her end, because she'll never believe it's on her end.
Somehow I still hear her clicking in the background, even though she's not like she's on not stage.
She's got to be logged in somewhere else then. Is that what's going on?
Yes.
She's got like she's got to have like two logins. I bet she has like two windows.
Listen,
I even muted my computer.
Who's that clicking?
Yeah, like right. No one.
That has to be her.
That's her. She's clicking in the background.
Hey.
Nope.
Wait, we heard you.
Yeah, you're like, we can hear you in the background. There's something going on where you're logged in twice.
How about?
Something's going on.
I found it.
What happened?
Usually, you guys mute yourself when you're on clean feed.
Mm-hmm.
She was not muted. Try again.
Hello?
Look at him. You produced.
I'm muted, by the way. That's you guys. See?
It's not you. I mean, you have clean feed.
You have clean feed.
Woo! Yeah, but I'm muted on clean feed.
I just muted you to fix it because, boy genius, I'm like Mike McDaniel on Mic'd Up. Inception.
I've never unmute clean feed.
Uh-huh. You guys are going to have to fight this or have an arm wrestling match at Whiskey Stars.
You know I'll never win those.
Are you, Jennifer, are you going?
Yes.
Yeah, she's going to leave right now.
She's been badgering us more than anybody.
Yeah, I know. You know what I should do?
Hmm? What's that?
I'm badgering you guys because you guys never answer emails. Therefore,
that's not true.
The one that they come
should
to.
I just bring a good bottle of something?
Ooh.
And then we just go sit in the corner.
For the gang.
Yeah.
But, you know, our sponsors still, we love them. But that would be a great idea. That would be
great. Can you bring in your own place to a thing like that? Is that how that works?
I don't care.
One time I brought my own bottle of wine to a restaurant.
That's different.
Felt dirty.
No.
But you also won't even eat their seafood.
Gross. This is not, if I bring something, first of all, it's probably going to cost more than.
But just don't make it the cigarette whiskey that you had that one time.
No, I was going to bring Pappy.
Pappy?
Oh. If you want to.
Yeah. Either way, there's going to be whiskey there, Leroy. Why don't you save that stuff for, you know, the next party you throw that.
Either way, we're going to go ahead and try those mint juleps. Or
mint julep. Need one. Like
a mint julep?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's going to be good.
Marcus and I are going
to do it. Oh, my goodness. You catching strays, J-Fig.
Ooh.
Who is it now?
Who else?
You don't even have to say the name. What did he say?
Is J-Fig showing up at 10 p.m. tonight after the event?
Don't expect the hype from me today, by the way.
Just the disgust.
She gave the McAfee whistle.
She just the disgust.
All right, we'll take a break. Speaking of, rats off a ship is next. But first, Leroy, it's the holiday season, man. And you want to be looking good for the holiday season. You want your wardrobe looking right. That's why you want to use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. For the best dry cleaning in South Florida, use A&T Dry Cleaners, 40-plus years owned and run.
That is right. It's Thanksgiving time. It's holiday time. You know, you got to get the suits right. You bought a new suit for the holidays, a new outfit, costume, whatever it is. I don't know how many hot Santas or elves are going to be out there. Might need to take it in a little bit. They have a sexy Santa.
I do have that. I do need to get that altered.
They have a seamstress on site, and they can do same-day alterations. But you need to give Ira a call, 954-610-9383. Ask for Ira. He'll give you a quote, and you'll know how much it costs before you get there, whether it's costume, kids' clothes, whatever you need, they can do it. But please give them a call. They service all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, Southern Palm Beach counties. Mentioning Tobin Leroy, Tobes.
I'm just distracted by Dade Saff, who calls me Old Saint Thick.
That's a point. That's got to be a
It's objectively a point.
That's got to be
It is a
point.
Right. So I may need to call Ara up or text him and be like, hey, I need this sexy Santa suit taken out a little bit for Old Saint Thick.
Twitter.
But as Leroy said, you guys can get 25% off your order. You mentioned the Silly Sauce Crew. You mentioned Tobin and Leroy. 25% off your next order at A&T Dry Cleaners. And once you use them, you'll never want to launder your own clothes again. They serve all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beach counties. So again, call them or text them. 954-610-9383. 954-610-9383. 610-9383. Now Schmeathan saying Tobin is Santa Bear Claws.
Can't even get through a read.
Can't even get through a read with you people.
Yeah. Come on.
Can't even get through a read with you people, man. Just coming with haymakers left and right. A&T Dry Cleaners, 954-610-9383. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Where's Leroy?
Not again?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think he's probably bothering Elsa now that she works with Beach.
Hobnobber, dude.
Hobnobber.
Hmm.
There he goes. Oh, look at that. It's a little jog in his step there.
Little pep in your step, dude.
Little pep in his
little
step.
Little pep in your step. You've had a lot of coffee today.
I see 4 cups. By
well, he just uses one. As a, he's got those.
He's like double cup and everything.
The other one got too cold.
Oh, okay. I got you.
What does that even mean?
Can I just tell you? I only drink coffee when I'm here.
Ah.
So it's been a week or two since I've had coffee.
I can tell.
Yeah. Okay.
But I come to work not only to see you.
Yes.
And see the beautiful people that I work with.
Right.
But to reload.
Reload a coffee? You get your caffeine in for the... Oh, the creamer.
No.
Oh, even...
No.
Shh. Although we do need new flavors.
I keep saying it.
Dude.
Huh?
Need new flavors. We need Cat Talk to come back.
Listen,
let's go.
They have cherry cola now. I don't know who has it. They sell it somewhere. Like, pull it. I think somebody has it. I got to go find it. I like the new flavors. I used to be cool because 7-Eleven used to always get the new flavors first.
Vitamin Shop has cherry cola. That's strange. No one's going to go to Vitamin. Walmart has it.
Walmart has it too?
That's what it says.
All right, I'm going to hit that up.
Walmart.com.
Jennifer, what do you got today for Rats Off a Ship?
All right. Well, number one, we have Colin Cowherd calling Miami Dolphins a top 10 team.
Ooh. Look, while I appreciate the compliment.
Hey, wait. Let me tell you something. You're fraud.
What?
Oh.
You can't call him a bum and then when it. He says something good. Say he's not a bum.
Watch me.
Okay.
Because I'm rats on the ship, dude.
You can't go on your platform and call the Dolphins a top 10 team when 4 days ago you thought Christian Wilkins was still on the Dolphins.
True. Very true.
I see the anger you took there. You see that. Look. Sneaky.
What do you got? Where are your rats?
I'm rats off the ship because I don't listen to anything he says, so it don't matter.
Jennifer?
I'm also rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
I'm trying to get him where
Froggy?
Rats off a ship, dude.
Rats off a ship.
Brittany?
Definitely rats off a ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, Colin.
It's the herd. What'd you say? Why don't you combine him and racket?
Hunting.
Wow. What's number two, Jennifer?
The Miami Heat are a betting favorite to get Joel Embiid.
Did I not say that?
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Wow. Sounds like somebody wants to ship off somebody who beat him in dominoes.
Oh.
No. Wait.
Wow.
No. Wait. Are you suggesting that they would trade Bam?
I don't know how the trade happens without it.
Why not?
No way. Really?
What would they trade that wouldn't be Bam Adebayo for Joel Embiid? You're trading Joel Embiid with that? What? You're trading Jimmy Butler?
What if he forces his way out?
Trade?
Huh?
What if he forces his way out? Yeah. What?
And then, like, then, see, I was going to say, then they have to take it. But Dame, you know, Dame kind of scarred me. They won't take our offer if they don't want to. Because then at that point, we can give him scraps. Because he wants to be out anyway.
I cannot be clearer on this.
Yeah.
Rats off a ship on Joel Embiid.
Rats off a ship.
Now you're rats off a ship.
I've always been rats off a ship. He's right there with James Harden for me.
Again.
Really? Rats off a ship.
Again, I'm really going about the way Pat Riley has felt about bigs.
Yeah. Can he get his message to his coach to play his rookie one?
Which is like, yeah. So I'm not rats off a ship.
Mm-hmm.
Although I will say this. I kind of agree with you that it won't happen.
No, that's not the question. They're the betting favorite. Like, I don't think that's technically what we're saying here. Like, are you into the idea of them getting Joel Embiid or not?
No, I don't want him. Right. So why would you get rid of a healthy player to bring a guy in who doesn't?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's not what you've been saying.
It is what I'm
saying. That's not what you're saying.
I don't understand that's not this. What you've been he saying. Always breaks
you've
down.
Been calling Joel, wait, you've been he calling whines? Joel Embiid a bum for 3 years,
he
and
whines?
It doesn't fit with what you think.
Hold on.
So that's why you're
the out. Man is tremendously talented basketball player, okay?
Oh,
obviously.
For the compliment.
Okay. Whiner, not durable, not accountable, throws everybody under the bus. Yeah, with all things exceptionally going his way, he'll average at 32 points. Incredible. But you know he's going to break down by May.
Haven't we had the same issues with half this team?
No. This team has got guys, their core has gone to the NBA Finals. He has never gotten to the Eastern Conference Finals.
But I'm saying at Tyler Hero.
Yeah?
He gets hurt at the end of every year.
You're trading Tyler Hero?
No, I'm not saying that.
You just traded Tyler Hero.
I'm saying that.
Leroy! During his best season, you're going to trade Tyler Ken, Hero?
Hold on.
Walking away.
Nah, hold on.
Walking away.
He's had enough.
Hold on.
Nah, look what you did to him. Look what you did to him.
I'm not even dumb.
He's had enough. He has had enough of you, dude.
All right, really I'm going to break because I'm going to kick his ass.
Okay.
No!
Okay. Hero!
Okay, now he's coming over here. All right, I guess send us a break, Brittany. There you go.
Where is he going? What is he doing?
He's coming over
serious?
Here.
Are you serious? There's so much left on this
no
segment.
No one's in the studio.
Get back to your chairs.
Please,
kids.
Everyone.
We're not going to break.
Okay,
there
we go. What's going on here? What? Okay, so now Lee.
We are not going to break.
Right here.
All right. Guess Leroy's selling high on Tyler, huh? You know, he doesn't believe he can sustain it.
Leroy's selling high on Tyler Hero? You think this is a good time to strike for a trade?
No, I didn't say trade Tyler Hero!
That's kind of what he said, though. That's kind of what he said, though.
He's getting hurt. Tyler Hero's been hurt at the end of every year, the last 2 years.
That's a fact.
Is that accurate?
That is accurate.
Trade him, you buffoon!
Why'd you bring it up, then?
For the reason why you said Joel Embiid gets hurt every year. I'm like, we have a guy that was getting hurt every year.
Mm.
That's been the biggest issue. Between Jimmy and Tyler, we can't get them all healthy at the same time.
All right. Well, I guess I don't have to look at your list for Joel and be who you're trading.
Oh, okay. I guess we know who's at the top of that list.
You see stop deflecting because you're going to give us your list one day.
I'm not saying nothing. I almost cursed.
Now you see why I didn't want to give you a list. Not so fun, is it?
You brought it up.
No, he brought it up.
No, last time you brought it up.
Everybody wants to do shows for my studio.
Technically, you brought it up. It's your list.
Oh.
You are the lord of rats off a ship.
That's
let's
true.
Let's go ahead and, you know.
That is true.
Stay quiet.
Yeah. J-Fig has the topics.
Are we done being children?
I mean, ask him. He's the one who traded Tyler Hero.
I didn't trade Tyler Hero. Hey, wait. Dave South. What? That's not necessary. Leroy gets closer to Marco's mic than his own.
It's a boy for sure.
Why you make it sound like we're doing... Boy. Why you got making it sound like me and Marco's doing a duet in there? Like, come on.
We're background singers. Yeah. Shit. Ba-da-ba-ba. Ba-da-ba-ba.
Ooh, Tobin is Tyler Churro.
I had some churros in Texas.
You know what I like?
In Mexico.
I like the little bitty, the baby churros and some ice cream.
But I thought you didn't like ice cream.
Okay, so
I eat ice cream.
Literally ate Cold Stone during the show yesterday.
Yeah.
That wasn't Cold Stone.
That was, yeah, it was.
That was tapioca.
That was Cold Stone.
Wow, she just called you a tapioca eater.
Wow.
I'm rats off a ship on Joel Embiid.
JPEG?
Rats off a ship.
There's nothing else to say here. I'm rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Frog boy?
Rats off a ship, good sir.
Wow. I thought he was going to stay on the ship because of his parlays.
No. This guy sucks for parlays. Joel Embiid?
Brittany, no judgment. Where are your rats on Joel Embiid?
Off the ship.
Wow.
All right.
Sorry, Joel.
Sorry.
Did you see that Tyrese Maxey came out and he goes, yeah, I had to say something. We laid down against Miami.
Way to double down, Tyrese.
Wait, at first he's 22. That's what's amazing.
Yeah.
That guy can't. Right.
Oh, man. What's number three, Jennifer?
Sorry, I saw this yesterday. Delta is going to start serving Shake Shack burgers.
Hmm.
That's exactly the face I made when I read it.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Well,
wait, here's the problem. Here's the problem. Hamburgers don't have a very long shelf life. So you can't be storing those things like Happy Meals
right.
for the kids to come by.
And certain flights.
And depending on how long your flight is, you might have a line.
Yep.
Just saying.
Pretty sure it's on select flights.
But that being said, I appreciate the fact that they are trying. Because what they have served on flights now.
It's better than the biscotti.
Hey, I look forward to those cookies. I'm just saying.
Do you?
I hate those things.
I love.
They don't. They're not sweet. They're
the
not sweet.
Biscoff cookies?
No, they're like dried bread. They're like, yeah, they're hard. Like it's I feel like I want to dip them. It's worse. Yeah.
Oh, well. I think I'm rats off a shit.
Hey, you would like snacks. You would like them. You do have those big uppers.
Oh, now you want to make fun of my teeth?
No, just
rats off a shit.
I'm just saying you have some fine chompers.
At least he didn't go.
Thank you. They're quite
he didn't
beautiful.
Say you look like Chris
yes.
Middleton.
I didn't see. Wait a minute. Nobody questioned your beauty.
Yep.
Why are you like everybody gets all?
But what I am questioning is what you said. Too much risk of.
Hey. You don't want somebody blowing up the bathroom
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that's a smart idea. I think I'm rats off a ship on this.
Rats off a ship.
Yeah.
Fair.
As a person who doesn't really eat in the time frame of a flight anyway, then I wouldn't risk it. But I do appreciate the fact that the airlines are trying to step it up a little bit instead of that garbage that they've been, because here's the deal. Plane tickets haven't gotten any cheaper.
Nope.
And they're charging you for more stuff.
Less space.
Less space. And so it's just like, yeah.
Jennifer?
I'm not rats off a ship. Either way, whether it's on the plane or not, because obviously at the airport, there's a bunch of other places to eat at.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you say that they're not going to do the exact same thing on that bathroom in the airplane?
Fair point. That's a good point.
Good point.
If
good
you do, lo- now, if, you, I know, if you're loading up on the ground,
I know. Exactly. I know what my cutoff is and what I can eat.
He's not.
I see Shake Shack and I get happy. I'm sorry.
He's not going to the Nathan's at MIA.
Oh no! Just I see somebody. I see somebody get a chili dog.
Oh no! Like, cancel that.
Let me tell you something. I put an APB out on that person. Ooh. To see what plate they were getting on.
Froggy?
I just imagine Leroy stalking someone to their plane.
He would too.
All right. Oh, definitely a Spirit member for sure.
Let's call him out like, he's got the blitz. Somebody pick him up.
Oh, God.
I'm like, I know what you did in there.
Like, I know what you did. I saw you whoop down that chili dog.
What, you Sonic the Hedgehog?
Love chili dogs.
He does love chili dogs.
I love chili dogs, too. Man. Not in the airport. That's like gas station. That's like gas station sushi.
Where
like, there's certain things at a gas station you just say,
where are your rats, Froggy?
I am rats off a ship because rats I know there is no griddle, there is no deep fryer, and there is no shake machine in the airplane. Therefore,
wait. So you want just a Shake Shack airplane?
Yes.
It's true. It's not a Shake Shack burger. It's not a shake.
Like, what am I doing here? They're called Shake Shack, not Burger Shack. I want a shake. You're not gonna have a shake machine. You're not gonna have a deep fryer for my French fries. Get out of here, dude. I don't want my.
So you want them to just have a whole setup in the back.
Then don't even offer
imagine
it, dude.
The smell of that plane.
Shake, oh, delicious.
Shake Shack's got those straws the size of PVC pipe.
Oh, yeah.
No, you know who has the best straws?
Hmm?
McDonald's.
Really?
They got the big straws.
No, like, those, yeah, not like Shake Shack.
Those Shake Shack straws, you can crawl through them.
Are you serious? I don't remember the straw.
Brittany, where are your rats on Shake Shack?
My rats are not off the ship.
All right.
I'm down. I'm down for some Shake Shack on the plane.
There we go. Mm. All right. Number four, Jennifer.
Well, apparently Netflix is facing class action lawsuit.
Ooh.
Over the Tyson versus Jake Paul fight.
Why?
Wow.
Because it didn't stream right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what? Yeah, but it would only apply to people that actually join Netflix for the fight.
No.
Which is nobody.
If I pay for Netflix, and this is part of my Netflix subscription,
yeah,
you got to do it right.
Gotta do it right.
Face the lawsuit.
Yeah.
Sue him.
Yeah.
I want it on the lawsuit.
Yeah.
I didn't get to watch round 10 of Taylor Serrano.
Yeah.
Sue him. Sue him.
I will.
Sue him.
Sue him.
I'll tell you what. It was a pain in the butt.
It was such a pain.
It's the worst.
Sitting with my laptop on a pirate fight, pirate feed to see the rest of the fight. It was ridiculous.
Very strange. I tell you what, my phone worked better than my TV.
I know.
My phone worked better than my TV. It's terrible.
Making me stream meth streams like I'm Adam Schefter.
Shh. What is, you can't say that.
You're, why can't I say
it? You're like LeBron. You're giving away our stuff.
Adam Schefter has 11 million followers. You gave it away to everybody.
That's very true. Streamies never be the same. Never be the same.
Yeah. I got some real seedy ones that nobody knows about. I don't talk about those. Yeah. Like it happened, theoretically happened during another fight this week.
Wink.
Wink. Drop the link.
So is John Jones the best?
Yeah. The best.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the best.
According to, not to the rankings.
Yeah. I think you should. I kind of agree with Dana White on this. I think he should be number one. As long as he's walking the face of the planet and he just fought, he should be the number one pound for pound fighter.
Yeah, Dana White said he was pissed at the list, which I'm like, you wouldn't have more input on that list?
But no, he doesn't have input on the list.
That's the problem. He has a problem with him not having
input. But the most of the list is good. Like, I do think the rankings are mostly good. I do think they're mostly good. I don't know why the pound for pound list has Islam ahead of him.
Just how, though? Like, literally, how can you say that?
I mean,
like,
he beat Volkanovski. He beat Dustin Poirier. He's beaten some really good guys.
For sure.
He diced through Charles Oliveira like it was nothing. So, it's not like he has no claim.
Yeah.
Just don't know when John Jones is walking the planet.
That's what I'm saying. Like, John Jones exists.
John Jones has been lining him up and hosing him down since the beginning.
Yep. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah, the Netflix thing. Where are your rats on that, Leroy?
I'm mad that it didn't work, but I don't think they should sue. It happens, right? Like, you want everybody to be patient with certain things. Hey, it's funny, because when I get mad about service somewhere else, everybody says, Leroy's a Karen. There he goes. And now people are mad about Netflix, and you don't have a problem with it.
Here's what I think. I just think
we want them to fix it.
Is that any different than what I want? I want what I pay for.
Yeah, but you're being very
reasonable. I want what I pay for.
Yeah, so why are you so patient now?
Why so reasonable now? I don't understand.
Like, this is
No. Wait a minute. Usually it's the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm the one and you guys are
why are you being so reasonable?
Huh?
Why are you being so reasonable?
Yeah, what's the point of being so mature right now, dude?
First of all, I don't think anybody on planet Earth thought that many people we're going to watch the fight.
That's crazy because that's exactly what I thought was going to happen.
60 exactly, plus
yeah.
million?
Yeah. Everybody has
would
Netflix.
Would that be the highest fight, the most people watching a fight ever?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably since like the days of Ali on broadcast television. Yeah, probably.
Right. Okay.
Anyway.
The ultimate lashing
all
out.
I really want
that's
out of
right,
this.
That's right. A lawsuit. The ultimate lashing out.
Tate South says, this is why Bam was right. Leroy just zags when everyone zigs.
Sag you.
You know what? We got to go to break. That's good. Okay. We got to go to break. Back after this.
WQA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.